If you look at Annabel Ferryman, you would never guess she's missing a kidney. What's more, she didn't lose it through an accident or disease. She gave away a perfectly healthy organ. The experience prompted her to set up a charity called Give a Kidney, One's Enough, to promote the idea that you can easily give away one of your kidneys. Astonishingly, 8% of adults in a recent survey said they would consider donating one of their kidneys to a stranger. In 2008, Annabel's generous gift transformed Ray Orrell's life.
I knew him and his wife. I'd known them for about 20 years. We had children at the same time, and our children became very good friends. And so we were in and out of each other's houses for a long time. My friend Denise couldn't donate to Ray because she was not a good match. And because Ray had polycystic kidney disease, his kids couldn't give either because they might develop it. So there he was, left without anything. And I ran into him at a few parties and, you know, he would be telling me and his kidney function was going down. And I thought, well, I knew you could live with one kidney. So I thought, you know, I offered it. And then I then I got a bit nervous and sort of thought about it a bit, you know, and talked to my husband, who's a doctor. But then I did go around and say, yes, I am serious about it. And so then I went along to the Royal Free and I had to be checked out to see if I was... first of all, to see if I had two kidneys, and then if I was a good match. Can't remember what order they did. I think good match first, then if I had two kidneys. And then little by little, it took ages to be checked out, I have to say. I was a little nervous. One of the reasons I was a bit nervous was I thought, supposing there was an anaesthetic disaster, and, you know, I've got two daughters, and I thought if they ended up pushing me around in a wheelchair when I came out from the operation, I would feel rather bad about it. But... I'm not frightened of hospitals. My father was a doctor and my husband's a doctor, and somehow or other I've been around hospitals the whole time, and I think that makes it easier.
Did it make a difference, the fact you knew Ray?
Yes, it did. It never would have occurred to me to have volunteered to give a kidney to a stranger in 2007, because I didn't know that you could do it. And it just wouldn't have crossed my mind, actually, to be honest. And of course now I've got involved, well, I've helped to set up this charity, and we now have 14 people on our books who have all donated to strangers. And I think they are a rather remarkable bunch of people, because they have made this great leap of imagination to realise that although they don't know these people, there are people out there who are very unwell and who are suffering. You know, if you know somebody and you see them suffering, it's almost easier.
Would you consider giving your kidney to a stranger? If you could turn the clock back, would you do it to a stranger?
Certainly with keyhole surgery. I mean, it's very safe, and it's also... I was only in hospital for 3 days. I mean, I was off work for four weeks. And since then, I've been completely fit and well. I might. All I can say is I might. I don't know.
But in terms of, you know, somebody who's a working person, I presume, are you more interested, your charity, in younger people donating? Because... when your kidneys are healthier, perhaps, or does it make a difference, age?
Well, they've had people donate. Now, 88 people have now donated to a stranger, and they vary in age from 25 years to 84, I think, is the oldest. And age per se is not considered a barrier to it. Your health is considered a barrier. So they check out your health very, very properly. But, you know, the point is there's good things and bad things about age, because... if you're very young, there is this slight feeling, well, I don't know what's going to happen to me the rest of my life. I mean, I was 60 when I gave, and to some extent I thought, well, I'm not going to take up bungee jumping and I don't go skiing. And I thought it was a bit unlikely that I was going to be in any terrible accident where I'd lose one kidney. But of course, if you're very young, who knows what might happen to you. So, I mean, there's just, you know, pros and cons for each age group.
Could you tell us how Ray's doing? How is he in his health?
Ray, my recipient, is doing brilliantly, and my kidney's been to Italy for 6 weeks this year, which was lovely. And then last year, my kidney went to Australia and New Zealand, so lots of nice weather. And he's fit, he's very fit, and he's energetic, and he's retired from work, and it's very satisfying to see him, A, well, and B, also travelling, because I think that's one of the things, when you're on dialysis, one of the things that's very difficult is to travel, because you have to make arrangements with hospitals to have your dialysis somewhere else, and not many people do it.